Hello everybody, I hope you're feeling great right now. And I'm here in another Let's Talk to talk about beneficial things and useful things that I know that they will be helpful. At least they were helpful for me, and I'm sure certainly that this is gonna work for you as well. So let's begin. You know, this Let's Talk is about, you know, some comparison. The question is fear of failure better or fear of regret? Now, what do you think? Huh? I personally think that fear of failure is much more helpful and much better than fear of regret. Please don't fall into the trap of regret. You know, there is nothing worse than regret. I will explain why just right now. You know, there is nothing worse than living in regret. Imagine yourself, just visualize yourself in the future. You know, for example, you're 50 or 60 years old, and you look back at your youth, at your past time, and you want to measure your life, okay? So by imagining that, you will realize now that regret is very bad thing, that I wish that it's could never have been in the world, but this is just a dream. Anyway, you know, we have to deal with it, okay? Let's say you have fear to do something right now. You are afraid of doing something. So, you have two choices. Either you go towards it and you do it anyway, or because of your fear you stop doing it and you won't do it anymore. So, but in the future you will look at the past, at right now, and you will regret that, why didn't I do that? You know how bad this feeling is? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Just failure, right? You are afraid because you think that you will face failure. But facing failure is much better than facing regret in the future. For example, you do it anyway. You're afraid, okay, but you do it and you attack it and you do it anyway. So either you fail at it, or even you have the chance of, you know, winning at it and doing it properly, and you know, you will get rewards. So, but I'm talking about the failure one, the failure side of this issue. So you do it, but you failed at it, whatever that may be. But the best thing is that you won't even regret it in the future, because you will say in the future that, at least I did it anyway. It doesn't matter that I fail at it. At least I did it, and I did it anyway, and I won't regret it. And I learned a lot from my failures, and that's the point. And I'm so happy that I didn't succumb to my fear. And I do it. And I did it anyway. You know how important it is? This mindset. So, you did it. You were afraid of something. You have a lot of fear of doing it because you were afraid of failure. The fear of failure was the cause of it. But you did it anyway. And you ignored your fear of failure. And let's say you failed. Huh? You failed at it. But I'm repeating it again that you know that you failed. And you learned a lot from your failure. And because success just needs to happen once. You know, you don't have to succeed a lot. You just need to succeed just in one area and one time in Europe. And that's enough, I think. But you have a lot of chances to failing, and this doesn't matter. So, on the contrary, on the other hand, they say that you didn't do it because of your fear of failure. But in the future, you look back at it and you say, well, why didn't I do that? Because you don't know what would happen when you would do it. Maybe you think, what if I did it? If I did it, maybe it would gonna go well, and that's the bad thing, that maybe you think that I could have been better, I could have succeed. There was this chance of succeeding, but I didn't do it. You see how horrible this feeling is? Regret, as I said, there is nothing worse than regret of your past, the past that is gone forever. Because you didn't do that because of your fear of failure, and now you don't know what would happen if you did it. But let's say that you did it and you attacked it and you failed. But at least you won't regret it, because you say, at least I did it, and I'm so happy that I did it. I learned a lot from failure. So don't get used to this fear of failure. Whatever in your life that you're facing, just do it. Just do it. Just attack it. Just dive and plunge into the pool. You know, let's say you wanna learn swimming. You won't learn it by, you know, standing out of the pool and just look at the water. No, you have to dive into the water. But at the first time, the chance of failing and, you know, drowning is high. But this is the only way that you wanna, you know, learn swimming. You have to go towards it. Do it. Just do it. Don't use that feeling, because we think that we're wrong and we have a lot of times. And we procrastinate, okay? You know, I watched a video recently that he was talking about midlife crisis. And midlife crisis is the certain time, for example, in your 50s, that you will realize that you don't have a lot of times, and you start doing things that you didn't do in the past, and you regret it, and you wanna do them now. But you can't. The time is gone. You know, that's the bad thing about regret. So, if you want not to face the midlife crisis, so you have to be courageous right now. You have to have guts nowadays, today. Except and unless you will regret it, and there's nothing worse than regret. So I think you got my answer, and I think you agree with me. But I'm not talking about, you know, being reckless. No. You have to be careful. But what I'm saying is that, you know, be courageous. Take more risks in your life. You know, it's easier said than done. I agree. You know, you hear me talking about these things and you think, yeah, I'm, you know, very good at this stuff. No. You know, I have suffered from this fear of regret versus fear of failure. No, but I have realized that fear of failure and failing is much better than regret. So whenever you get into this, you know, dilemma, you know, just choose the failing and the fear of failing. You know, the chance of winning is high. And but let's talk about the failing side of it. Just rub against it until it fades, until it's gone. You know, just do it, whatever that may be. Just do it. Just dive into it. I know it takes courage, but it's better than regretting and not doing it. What are you, what are we, let's say we, afraid of? You know, David Goggins once said that, you know, to grow, you have to suffer. Let me repeat it. To grow, you have to suffer. And I think that's the very good, you know, advice. You know, you have to challenge yourself and get out of our comfort zone, okay? And I can relate this to, you know, learning English. And you know, I personally see a lot of guys that don't participate in challenges in forum. I don't know why you don't do that. If you want to succeed, you have to participate. There is nothing else. There is no shortcut. I don't know why, you know. Just do it. What are you afraid of? No one is gonna judge us. Okay? You know, you have no idea how much I appreciate the forum because of its challenges and let's talk. That... And I'm so glad and I thank God that, you know, I have this confidence that, you know, I participated in almost all of the challenges. And I'm not complimenting about myself. No. I'm just saying that this, the point of my sexy, that you see that I'm talking rather fluently. Okay, so you have to do it. So whatever in your life that you are afraid of, just do it, because the fear of failure is better than fear of regret in the future. So that's it, guys. Thank you so much for your listening. Sorry that I talk a lot sometimes. Yeah, that's it, and thank you so much. Have a good day and take care, and goodbye for now.